Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud. Continuing in with our very lengthy Agadah, I'm Rabbi Tanchum Darsh Bar Kappa Rabbi Tzipori. So Rabbi Kappa gave this drasha in the town of Tzipori. Ruth reports back to Naomi after spending the night on the threshing floor that Boaz gave her 6 pieces of barley. My sheish sorim, what does that mean? Either my sheish sorim amash, if you think it really means 6 barley things, because Boaz the tit matanat sheish sorim, such a tiny gift. He's a wealthy guy. Why would he give such a paltry gift? Ela sheish se'in, it must be 6 se'ah. That's a lot. B'chidar kashal ishali tol sheish se'in, that's a lot to carry. Ela remez or mazla, there was a hint. Shatidin shishabarim latzet imanash shimit parchin v'sheish brachot. That she's going to have 6 descendants, each of which will be best blessed with 6 blessings. This is brought here in the context of our discussion of Hanan Mishael Azariah. Velo and David, Umashiach, Daniel, Hanan Mishael Azariah. So that, of course, means that Daniel and the other 3 lads are all considered to be members of Shevet Yehuda and descended from Ruth and Boaz. Now, David, how do we know David had 6 brachot? Steve, one of the boys spoke up to Shaul when Shaul was depressed, said, Vayarachad mi'anarim vayomer, hineraiti ben li'ishai, Beit HaLachmi, 1, Yodea Nagein, 2, Gibor Chayil, so he's a musician, he's a fighter, Ish Mochama, he knows tactics, 3, Unavon Devar, he's understanding, Ish Toar, he's attractive, Adonai Mo, 6 brachot. Yudam Arav, Kol HaPasuk HaZeh, Lo Amro, Doeg Al Vashon Hara. So, Midrashically, we understand that it was Doeg who spoke up to Shaul and said this, and he was really saying Lashon Hara. Now, what's Yodea Nagein? She Yodea Lishael, he knows how to ask questions, in the Beit Midrash. Gibor, Shiodea Lahashiv, he knows how to answer questions in the Beit Midrash. Ish Milchama, what's that? Shiodea Lisab Liten Milchamta Shel Torah, he knows how to do battle in the battle of Torah, of study. Ish Torah, what's that? Shemar Epanim Bahalacha, he's able to prove his point. Unevon Davar, Shemimino Armitoch Davar, he can discern one thing from another. Now, Vadonai Mo, what's that? Shalacha Kamotobachomakom, Halacha follows him in every situation. Now, Bechulu Amar Lohu, and in every one of these cases, Shaul said, Yonatan Bani Kamoto. My son Yonatan is that good. Kevanta Amar Le Hashem Imo, once he said, but the halacha always follows him, Melta de Vidide Nami Lo Habibay, Cholish Date, that Yonatan didn't have, then Shaul felt sick. Vikni Bam, that's when his jealousy of David started. Of course, you read the Psukim, it plays out differently. There was Shaul Kti, Bechulash Yifnei Arshia. When it comes to Shaul, it says everything he did, he attacked. And he was successful in his war. That's really not a pasuk. Bach suggests that it's really Vayid Rachiv David Lechol Rachav Maskil. 2 words, Maskil and Matzliach, are related in the Yeshua Aleph. And so David was greater. How do we know it was Doeg who spoke up? Tivacha V'yan Echad Mi'anarim Miuchad Shvanarim, meaning the most special of Shaul's attendants. Tivhata Misham Ishmi Avde Shaul Bayamahun Netzal Efne Adonai Shmo Doeg Adomi Abir Arim Yashel Shaul. That was in Nov when, which we're going to get back to Nov, the city of the Kohanim, when David went there to get food and weapons, and Doeg saw him and he ratted him the city out to Shaul. That's why Shaul destroyed the city. He is called the Abir Aroim, which evidently really means sort of the head of his secret service. Now, how do we know Mashiach has these 6 brachot, the 86 brachot Tichtiv? In the Nevuah in Yeshayahu, Yeralef, V'nachal av Ruach Adonai, the Spirit of God will be on him, Ruach Chochma Uvina, Ruach Itzal Gvura, Ruach Dad, V'yirat Adonai. So each one of those has 2 terms, times 3, that's 6. Tiv Aricho V'yirat Adonai, he Aricho with fear of God. What does that mean? Alexander, Mamed, Shitino, Mitzvot, Yisurin, Kerei Chaim. That he's borne down with Mitzvot and with afflictions like a mill. That's Aricho. Rav Amar, Demorach V'doin, he smells and he can judge. He doesn't judge by his eyesight. And he judges properly. So how does he judge if he doesn't see? It must be that he smells. That's Vaharicho. Okay, now parenthetically, Bar Koziva, which is Shimon Bar Koziva, the head of, maybe this is the same one, Malach Tartin Shtin Upalge, who was king for 2.5 years. Amar Lehu L'Rabbanan, he said to the Rabbanan, Ana Mashiach. Right, Amrule Mashiach Tiv Zmorach V'Doin says about Mashiach that he can smell and judge. Nechze Anan Imorach V'Doin. Let's see if you could do that. Came into Chazan and Lomorach V'Doin. He saw they couldn't do it. Katlu, they killed him. This, of course, is very difficult to read him as our Bar Kochba, who was killed by the Romans, but nonetheless, Now, that is as far as Mashiach goes, the six brachot. Daniel Chanan Rishon Azarya Dichtiv Bahu Asher Ein Bahem Kol Mum, they have no blemish. Betuvim are rather attractive. Umaskilim b'chochochma, they're wise. V'yodei da'at, and they know things. Umabiyei mada, they have knowledge. V'asher koach b'em lamod b'echal ha'melech ulamdam sefer l'shon kastim. They have the ability to stand up in the king's palace, we'll see what that means, and to teach in the book, and to study the language of the Chaldean. Now, may asher ein b'em kol mum, what does it mean? They have no mum. Avcham v'chanina, Hananya, afilu karivda de chusilta, they didn't even have a scratch or mark from bloodletting. My vasher koach behem lamor becham melech. What does it mean? They have the ability to stand up in the king's palace. Rabbi Hananya, Hanina, melamed shayu on sinat tatsman min haschok. They would keep themselves from laughing, min hasicha from talking, hashna from sleeping. Umamedim alatsman b'shash tochim lekvem. If they had to go to the bathroom, they'd stop. Neimat machut, because they were so reverent of the king that they were good at that. Okay, now, we've discussed that all six, because Daniel and the other three all come together, and Mashiach and David separately, but now, let's take a look a little bit more about the issue of Daniel and the other three. Paim bam bnei Yehuda, Daniel, Chanan, Mishael, Azariah. Rabbi Elazar, kulam bnei Yehudahim. It says bnei Yehuda, so that, of course, makes it easier to tie them to David. Shmuel bar Nachmani amar, Daniel bnei Yehuda, Chanan, Mishael, Azariah, Mishael, Shvatim. He says only Daniel was from David, they were from others. Yeshayahu says to Yechez Chizkiyahu, you're going to have children that you will give birth to that are going to be taken as sarisim in the palace of the king. My sarisim, parenthetically, the word saris is a Sumerian word, which means shalrosh, meaning he serves the king. Rav Amar sarisim amash, really eunuchs. Rav Chanin Amar, sheni starsa avodah zara bimem, that avodah zara got destroyed in their days. I get that perspective. They have no blemish on them. How can you say about these boys there's no blemish on them if they're sarisim? The answer is chevla denur. It means there was no blemish from the fire. They came out of the fire unscathed. There was no smell of the fire. So isn't that repetitive? The answer is lo chavala v'lo recha. There was no physical image and there was no smell of fire. Based upon the Marshall, he starts on Avodah Zarah Mimam. Again, the position that says that Avodah Zarah was wiped out. That's why Hashem says that that the Sarisim that keep my Shabbat, if you're going to call these guys in Yeshayahu, Tzadikim, Sarisim, because they got rid of Avodah Zarah, that's nice. But if they're really eunuchs, why would we call them that? It's an embarrassing thing. The answer is hava hava havi buhu. The answer is both things happen. Now the opposite. What happens in that next pasuk in Yeshayahu? It says I'm going to give them a good name, which is tovim banim banot, better than children. So that means they really are eunuchs. Elamanda amar shni starstov b'avodah zarah b'mayim. But according to the one who says that it just means avodah zarah was gone in their day, my tovim banim banot. What does it mean to say I'll give them a name that's better than children? They have children. What do you need them? My name is Shayulam Kfar, meaning they already had kids in the past, umeitu, and I'm going to give them this shame, Yad Vashem, that's even better than that. Now, my shame, Olam Etain Lo, what does that mean? I'm going to give them an eternal name, Shalei Karet, that won't be cut off from Ari Tanchum, Tash Prokaper Tzipori. Now, go back to Tzipori, to Sefer Daniel, Shinikra Al Shmo, to give them a book that will be called on their name, Sefer Daniel. Now, parenthetically, in that same vein, Mechti Kol Milidi Ezra Nechem Nechachal Yamrinu, Nehemiah said everything that's in Sefer Ezra, a lot of the things. In some versions of the way that Chazal look at Tanakh, Sefer Ezra is that big book. We refer to it Ezra and Nehemiah, but they're saying, why isn't Nehemiah the name of the book? Because what did he do wrong? He thought good of himself, and he thought he had earned things. Zochra li Elohai l'tova, remember me for good. I, David, Nami, Mamar, Zachrini, Adonai, Son, Mechabit, and Jotecha, remember me and save me. David, Racham, Yudakai, David was davening. He wasn't boasting. Yosem, Amnesia, Sipab, and Gatan, Shorishonim. That Nehemiah spoke ill of the, of his, forebears. Shinemar, Vapachot, Rishonim, Asher, Lefanai, Yichbidu, Alaam, Laichumem, Belechem, Beyain, Acher, Kezer, Shkalim, Abaim, etc. He said, the earlier leaders, they took a lot of taxes, but not me. Daniel Shagodom Menusiper. Daniel was greater than he, and he nonetheless said bad things about him. Only God, how do we know Daniel was greater? Dichtiv Raiti Ani Daniel Vadiya Tamareh Vanashim Ashrayu Imi Lo Ra'u Tamareh V'Chardag Dolana Fla Lehem V'Yirchu Bechavei. I saw this vision. The people who were with me didn't see the vision, but they were frightened and they ran away. So that's how we know Daniel was greater than the others who were with him because they saw the vision. Hashim Ashrayu Imo Lo Ra'u Tamareh. Was that my new Hashim? So he was with the Nevim of the end of Bait, at the beginning of Bait Sheni times. And Inu Adifimine, they were greater than he. Viu Adifinayu, and he's greater than they. Inu Adifimine, the Inu Nevi, they were Nevim. Viu Lav Navi, Davinel was not a Navi. Viu Adifinayu, but he was greater than they. The Iu Chazav Inu Lochazi. He saw this vision, they didn't see it. Achro Lochazu, my time at Yvitz, so if they didn't see it, why are they so scared? Because even though they didn't see anything, their mazel saw something. And Ravina Shmamina, what do you see from there? Haiman de Mivit, if somebody's scared, gav de iu lo chazi mazle chazi. That means that his mazel saw something. The Maita Kante, what's his, how do we fix it? Lincha viduchte arba gamidi. If you had a sense that something bad is going to happen, jump 4 steps out of your place. Inami likri kriyachma, say kriyachma, vi kai makom tenofa, you're in a place of dirt where you can't say kriyat shma le'machi, just say this to the shade. The goat is fatter than I am. Go after him. Anyways, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with a very interesting pasuk from Rabbi Amisra in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.